Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 86 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I think my car has a gas leak. Because, like, every time I fill it up, I'll go drive around, and then, like, it's, like, empty again.
Are you serious?
Are you just driving far?
What? No, it's like you fill it up with gas, and then, like, eventually you have to fill it up again. Like, I think I'm filling it up way too often.
So, like, do you, like, leave the parking lot, find out you got no gas, and have to do a U-turn right back around and get more gas?
I don't keep track of how long it takes. But all I know is that at some point, some gas is exiting my car, and something's wrong with my car, I think.
You should get a boat.
A boat would probably be a lot cheaper. Yeah.
You ever tried just making a paper airplane? The biggest paper airplane, and then every day just jump off your roof with the paper airplane.
Don't and ever see have how to far I can go.
See how far you can go.
I'll get pretty far, probably.
Not a fan of cars, honestly, right now. Like, I wish I could just sell my car.
Even the movie.
Oh, cars?
Like, currently, you're not that much of a fan. It, like, goes in waves.
No, I don't
sometimes
want my car.
You're a fan of cars. Sometimes you're a fan of cars, too.
Not yeah. Three, though. Not three.
Fuck three. No one likes three.
Who watched three?
Nobody likes cars.
Who ever watched three?
There was a three.
There was exactly. A three. I think wasn't that the trailer where Lightning McQueen just got, like, bodied, like, on the racetrack?
You mean
when
he died?
Yeah.
Fuck if I know.
I thought that was a fan animation.
I thought that was legit.
I thought, yeah, Lightning McQueen dead. I was like, somebody made a morbid animation. Looks top quality, 10 out of 10.
I didn't even watch the second one. I think we watched it. If you remember in middle school, I think your mom used to know the people that would do the bootleg movies on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you bring in, like, Cars 2?
I did bring in Cars 2 on a bootleg DVD into school, government building. Crazy. They could have arrested me and my mom.
A bootleg CD.
Yeah. You know, back in the ye old
I don't even think you'd be arrested for that now. I don't think that's a crime.
No, those are some dangerous times. I remember one time we bought a someone gave us Shrek 2. I was excited.
Yeah,
Shrek
yeah.
2 was great. Someone got a bootleg version.
Right.
It was all in Spanish.
Did you try to change the channel? Did you think you were on the Spanish channel?
No, like, we put the DVD, like, in our little TV, and mm-hmm. I was like, No, come on. Shrek 2
great. Is great.
Great movie.
Really good.
Did not understand a lick of what they were saying. And
well, maybe that's, you know, you should, if you just learn Spanish, then you can understand it. Kind of like how a lot of, like, people try to learn Japanese so they don't have to read the subtitles.
Why are you gaslighting me?
I didn't, hey, don't, man. If that,
you're just putting me out there like that in front of the camera?
I didn't say it was you. You just did that right now.
He looked at me, and then that basically insinuated that, yeah, you just gaslighted.
I know somebody told me that recently. I didn't remember that it was you. I apologize.
Oh, so you knew that he was doing the Duolingo?
I mean, I guess subconsciously.
He was doing Duolingo, Japanese.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's cool as fuck. You know, I tried to learn Japanese when I was like
60 days street,
15.
Man.
But
60 days?
60 days.
60 Congrats. Days clean and sober.
60 days trying to be another person. I'm tired of just being a Latino, man. I just want to be Japanese now. I'm just changing. I'm switching teams. I'm going to switch teams. Go over to Japan. Get a baddie. Be arranged. Not be happy. Jump off a building.
That's the Japanese way.
Yeah.
Work my life off.
Yeah, they have a high suicide rate.
Oh, man, dude.
We just made it pretty morbid.
Yeah,
I was just like,
yeah, you made it really morbid. Yeah, you put so much detail into that.
Yeah, see, I'm living through them vicariously,
through the Japanese,
because of Duolingo. That's where it starts.
Yeah,
that's the root of, like, the evil.
I have, like, a, you know, like a That's a Raven look of aneurysm, like, before when she gets, like, a flashback, she's like,
yeah. Duolingo is, like, the root.
Oh, that's
evil.
What happens? She's having a brain aneurysm every
to me,
time?
It's she's, like, having a brain aneurysm. She'll be like,
every episode.
She's like, yeah, we're going to go to the prom today. And then she just envisioned, like, a thing of tomato sauce dropping on her friend's head.
Like Final Destination.
Exactly. And then and then her friends are just like, hey, Raven? Raven, you okay?
Raven Claw.
And Raven's like,
does she have claws in that show? Remember when for like 2 years we cosplayed as surgeons? Everybody just thought it would be cool to become a surgeon.
Yeah.
And honestly, probably offensive to real surgeons.
Because now real surgeons, they're just told, why are you wearing a mask? Are you weak?
Yeah, what COVID are you, a dover. Fucking pussy, dude?
Like, wow, bro.
COVID
pussy.
Ended, bro.
And then as they just cough in your face.
Yeah, as a final, like, I didn't have a second half of that sentence. Just like signing you out of the emergency room with a cough to the face.
They're like, wow, next time don't wear a mask, pussy, COVID's over. Like straight up 5-year-old, like tongue out the mouth, like
yeah, this yeah. is so bad. I'm trying to, you know. Well, okay, so I did a podcast on my own last week just to try and get back in the flow of it, and something
did it suck?
I mean no one listened to it yet. Yet.
So sorry. Yeah.
Well, now you got two people who will listen to it.
You didn't, you're fucking bullshitting me. You're lying. You're not going to listen to it.
How did he know?
Because this is bad. It's really boring. But what I had to say in that one, I thought it was pretty important. And it kind of relates to the COVID hospital thing. So recently in the news, there's like some bad things happening. And I said to myself, there's even more reason not to go to a hospital, if you know what I'm saying. Because now I have to worry about COVID and bombs.
Well,
like, I don't want to have that be a possibility. And now that I know that it is a possibility, I think if I break my leg, I'll just stay home.
Honestly,
just don't go.
I don't want to be.
Honestly, think you don't have to worry about the explosion so much because not because of location. I think because you largely are not of one of the specified races that are going against each other right now.
What are you talking about?
But what are you? You trying to make me say it?
No, I'm not trying to make you say anything. This isn't a setup at all.
This isn't a setup.
No.
The way you're wearing a wire.
This isn't a way to get canceled.
No.
No.
I'm not trying to get canceled. I don't think people try to get canceled. How can you be canceled if you never were?
So he's gone.
Yeah.
So I guess we're taking over Brain Dribble.
Yeah, now we're Dribble Brain.
We're Dribble Brain.
We're Earwax.
Just kidding, bro. I'm still here. You thought you could get rid of you. See how suddenly and quickly you were excited about my disappearance?
Yes, I still am.
Really?
Yes.
You were excited when I was standing over there.
Yeah, when you were standing behind the camera, I was jumping in glee.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, get back behind the camera where you belong, bitch.
Cameraman. Yeah, we're taking over.
Just a fucking cameraman.
You think we came here willingly to help you?
You're taking over the podcast.
This is where the direction
is
heading.
We are the podcast.
I mean, the last episode.
Ain't that right? We are the podcast. We are. And if everybody tries to take that away from me,
what will you do?
I don't know. Never thought I'd get this far.
He's having an emotional moment.
Dude, just let him have this.
Yeah,
this is the biggest spotlight
he
had.
He can have it.
Whenever you're ready.
Sorry.
The podcast, that is. You can have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you just gave it to me without force, I just don't want it anymore.
At this point, I think I could just buy your podcast for a dollar.
You can keep it.
A dollar?
Yeah, maybe even a used Kit Kat wrapper.
I'll take the Kit Kat wrapper.
King size.
It's king size. That's a pretty big wrapper. Like, if I was homeless, I could probably sleep in that.
Just solve the homeless problem. Just stop being homeless.
All right, here's what I'm...
Just find a home.
Yeah. Okay.
Squat.
Halloween just happened. Homeless people, you want some free calories. They're not really concerned about calories.
Or sugar.
They're concerned about their
life.
Fentanyl.
I think they're concerned about being fed.
No.
And fentanyl.
Yeah, fed fentanyl through a tube. So Kit Kat, I have an idea. I have plenty of ideas.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Bringing us wasn't part of your good ideas, but
No,
it's an idea.
No, you guys are my worst idea.
I think we're just here for the diversity aspect.
I'm just here for the free Kit Kat you promised.
Well, that was you promised. Do you remember like 5 minutes ago? Not even when you said that you were going to give me the Kit Kat.
He's faking.
He's trying to flip this on.
He's
his
faking
head.
Shit.
He's trying to flip it
Dude,
on
is
his
he faking
head.
Shit?
And
why are you making me choose sides?
Pick a side. Pick a side.
I'm going to get upset.
Pick a side.
I'm going to get upset.
Yeah.
Pick a side.
You have to choose.
I can't.
Okay, so we'll pick a side.
All right.
Fuck you, man.
Can it be like three? No, you and me versus him. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Wow. White and brown are coming together to fight.
To fight brown.
Brown?
We got to.
Yeah.
What type of fucking.
Well, as long as I hold this, I'm not considered brown no more.
Now what are you?
I'm pretty much white, washed up trash.
I'm kind of getting like a little like kind of busting out in hives over here just looking at that cup.
I'm sorry. Is it triggering you? Is my Starbucks beverage triggering you?
The word triggering triggers me because it's so overused.
You're right.
They're like, oh my God, I have responsibilities. I'm so triggered. Welcome to life.
Oh,
that's wow. What life
Welcome
is.
To life. Ooh,
it's like
life is triggering.
It's like
every
wow.
time I wake up, terrified.
Wow. Yeah,
I open my eyes in horror.
It's like you gotta pay the electric bill. Triggered.
Yeah, dude. They just shut off my fucking water. Triggered.
Triggered.
That is.
I got evicted.
Yeah.
Triggered.
Wow, you're trying to plan for the future?
Well. Getting evicted isn't such a bad thing. We just solved it. This podcast is brought to you by Kit Kats. The homeless men sleep in them. You figure it out.
Snap one in half.
That's actually pretty good.
I like Snapple that. And Kit Kat.
Snapple and Kit Kat. Yeah.
Bring it together. This podcast is also sponsored by Snapple.
Snap into a Kit Kat. Snapple into a Kit Kat.
Snapple
Let's go.
Right into a Kit Kat.
I don't like Snapple right now. Snapple, the current state of the Snapple juice is good.
Oh,
I
listen.
Call tea the juice. It's juice.
If we're talking about quality of Snapple,
I'm not fucking with the new bottles. We need the old glass bottles
I
back.
Miss those glass bottles.
We need glass bottles. We need those little tops that you can start clicking with your thumb.
Yeah, that was cool.
We need
those
Snapple
were
facts
good.
Back.
They don't have
I don't
that
know if
anymore.
They ever left.
I don't think so because
Snapple
they,
facts have to exist still. There's they I lost don't that, know. They lost their whole.
How many facts can they give us? It's been how long has Snapple been in business?
How many facts are there?
That's a good question.
I don't know. They could start giving you Snapple political opinions.
Yes.
They actually did that. I forgot when. In 2017, they did like a
political
juices.
Snapple.
I had
political
both.
Juices.
They were both good.
That sounds like something else.
That blue one was mid, though. Red popped off.
Red was actually good. The blue one was mid.
I blew my political juices all over the Snapple industry.
Okay. But best Snapple flavor, what do you guys say is yours?
I don't fucking drink that shit.
You never drank it?
I don't like Snapple.
What do you like?
I like water.
You like freaking,
I
like busboy
I like
water.
Coffee. I like
Starbucks coffee, apparently.
I mean, you know, I'm not proud of it, but the hot coffee do be getting a boy awake. It'll get your heart racing.
Yeah, you're not supposed to exceed like 400 milligrams of caffeine daily.
If they didn't want me to exceed 400 milligrams of caffeine in a day, why would they make more coffee than there is, than I can?
It's like it's like making cigarettes.
Yeah, because. And they're all meant to go inside of you.
I mean,
there is, so here's how it works. There is, so it must be consumed.
Someone has to finish all of it.
You make a pot of coffee, and then what? You would just let it sit there? No,
you
gotta put all of it inside of you.
They give you a serving size, not because they care about your health. It's just so they don't get sued. So, like, you have a, let's say you have a box of Oreos.
See, dude.
And you're supposed to only have a serving size of two a day.
They don't want you to have joy.
But you eat the row. And you just ate like a week's worth of, calorie. You ate basically like a week's worth of Oreos if you ate the entire thing at one sitting.
Yeah.
Which most people do.
Let's Uno reverse them. Let's get them to pay us to do those things.
To do what things?
Smoke a pack. Eat an Oreo.
eat a pack of Oreo.
No, just a Oreo.
I like things that come in packs, you know?
You do.
Yeah.
Like the Green Bay Packers? You like them?
Yeah, they're running a pack. They have a pack of thieves.
Are we talking about football?
I don't care about football.
Yeah, I don't watch football either. I just love shitting on football.
Shitting on football is really cool.
Yeah.
Because then it's like covered, and then the next person who touches it has to touch your shit.
I did a whole report because we had this dumbass like English teacher in college, and he was like, I want you to do a report of why people like football so much. And I was like, oh my God, it's so stupid. Because the Super Bowl was coming up. So the report I did was like the reason why people, especially back then, were heavy into it is how it relates to war.
Yeah, it's community. It's primal. Sports are primal, dude. You ever watch a boxing match?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nowadays they're not that. They're not like that. Back then, like the '80s.
Yeah, back then, like in the 1880s,
when they wore no proper gloving, so they were just bare knuckle fighting each other.
The 1700s with George Washington.
You ever seen Django Unchained? Boxing was so much cooler back then.
Yeah, they had like no padding. It was just bare knuckle
box. And they just fight to the death.
Let's take it back to what the
I'm not trying to get canceled.
Let's take it back before BC. Let's take it back. Gladiator fights.
Dude, the GOAT.
I wish I was there for that.
I wish I was there for those, like, they'd fill the like arenas with water. Like they had some advanced shit back in the day.
What if they brought that back now?
Dude, they're almost, we're basically there.
Gladiator?
Yeah, we basically have that.
Shit's just
not in the Coliseum anymore.
Everything's devolving. It takes place in a ring and not a Coliseum.
Have you been seeing all these different stuff coming up, primarily in Russia? They're having these dudes, like professional fighters in Russia, fight in cars, phone booths. I saw this one where four Asian men were hanging on a quad pull-up bar. And they obviously have to hang with both their hands. So where they're hitting each other with, they're supposed to, as soon as the whistle blows, they kick each other in the face.
I don't know why the way you said phone booths was so
the
funny.
The phone booth part got me.
Phone booths?
It's not even the way he said it. It's just, I can imagine just people like duking it out in a phone booth and
it's
people
funny
are just walking by.
Because they're back to back. And when the ref blows the whistle, they both have to start turning around and start fighting each other in a tight phone booth.
And whoever smashes the other's head through the glass first wins?
No, they get one phone call
essentially,
after they win.
But basically, like,
whoever calls the right number wins.
Yeah.
They just have to...
That'd be kind of cool.
And it's a rotary phone. You have to,
like,
that'd be cool.
I watched two, like, Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighters fight in a small
four-wheeler. Why does it have to be Brazilian?
What's wrong with you?
Because that's where it came from.
It came from Brasilia?
Yes.
Oh, your lip just curled when he said that.
I only watch Antarctic jiu-jitsu.
Slide across the class. Yeah. I put this young man in an arm bar and we slid across this like a yard of glass.
Is this a YouTube title?
Glass. Ice. Why did I say glass?
I slid across the ice in the Artantic. I always do that shit. Artantic. It's really easy to fuck up.
Artantica.
Artantica.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever fucked that up.
Now you will.
You know what I was thinking about just like a while ago? I think like 2 weeks ago. I was like, you ever met somebody?
It's not that long ago.
You ever met somebody that ever said like they're from Alaska? Like,
no.
Does it even exist?
I think there's like 100,000 people that live in Alaska.
I think like two. There's got to be two.
I think that nobody lives in Alaska.
Yeah.
I think anybody who lives in Alaska stays in Alaska.
When's the last time you played Leapfrog?
I don't think I've ever played Leapfrog.
I've never played Leapfrog. Did that game even exist? You knew about it. It was a cultural phenomenon.
I thought it was
taking
made,
the country
I thought
by
it
storm.
Was made for white kids.
I mean,
you just stared at him.
Why do you always have to make it about race?
That's my entire persona. You want brown people? You got it. I'm just here to gaslight white people. I'm here pushing a stereotype of brown people, and I'm gaslighting white people.
You have an agenda.
Agenda? Nah, I've got a dictionary.
You've got a...
I think you need a dictionary.
Are you going to say I'm wrong?
I mean...
Are you sure you want to tell a brown person they're wrong?
I'm sure you have a dictionary.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I have it on my phone. Everybody's got a dictionary, but it's the collective dictionary. It's not yours. Unless you do, pull out a dictionary.
You have one?
Not on me as
a
present.
That's what I thought.
It's not present.
Whoa. That's what I thought. Lower the tone. Lower the tone. Yeah. Calm down. Lower the tone.
Hey, no, I'm calling you wrong. Because hey. You don't. You
turn
said,
the knob on the bass backwards, bro. Too much bass. Calm down. I don't think
we have enough bass. Dude, my pits are so sweaty.
Am I turning you on?
Yeah, I want to see you become Grimace.
Yeah. What is the grimacing?
I didn't get to have a shake.
I did. It was a...
What did it taste like? Berries?
It was just mixed berries with vanilla. That's it. That's all it was. It was like... Dude, I liked the Shamrock Shake. That's good. You actually taste the difference in that.
The only thing Shamrock Shake is like... I don't know how I feel about mint. Sometimes you're not in the mood for it, you know?
So do you sometimes not brush your teeth?
I haven't yet today.
I'll be real. I'm surprised McDonald's did not capitalize off the Grimace shit. Like, I thought, you know, after they're done with the Grimace campaign, I thought they would have done somebody else just
Grimace
to keep up.
T-shirts.
Not even t-shirts. Like, make another drink and say it's from this character, and then people are just going to do like, oh, it's the Hamburglar's hot chili sauce. And people are just putting...
Wouldn't it be the Hamburglar's like burger?
No. He doesn't. That's why he's a Hamburglar. He's trying to get the burger. Why would he give burgers?
But why would he have chili sauce?
Hamburglar is trying to steal the burger so that he could put his trash sauce on it.
Brennan
Zero.
Doesn't
even know the lore, dude.
He's fucking, come on, dude.
You really show up here without
My
studying
dad
McDonald's
used
lore.
He used to be a manager at McDonald's, bro. He knew Ronald like that, man.
Half
used to
of
meet
my
the clown.
I don't think that was actual Ronald.
Half of my podcast is about McDonald's, and you know this.
Yeah, I actually didn't study before I got here. Yeah, speaking of which, McDonald's sponsors. Speaking of which, the reason why they did the Grimace stuff was because it was Grimace's birthday. That's why they did the Grimace shake.
No.
Yeah,
really?
He didn't say that, so I just have to throw it out.
When was Grimace born?
When were you born?
He was not born on my birthday.
That would have been funny.
It's nothing to do with Grimace was like, when I was born.
You're a February baby? You look like a February baby.
Close.
March?
Grimace
nope.
Couldn't have been a thing till like the 60s, so right? Hold on.
I'm an Aquarius.
I'm an Aquarius.
So for me, apparently I'm a cusp.
So you mean a cuck.
Yes, I'm a cuck. I'm a Zodiac cuck.
Grimace was born in 1971.
He's older
old
than my
fuck.
Mom.
He's younger than my mom.
He's a year older than my mom.
69?
No, my dad's 69. My mom's 72.
Your mom's 7? That's an old bitch.
No. Wait. No. I'm at the year.
No.
Wait.
Meet Dave. Have you ever seen it?
Meet Dave? I've heard of it. I never watched
he's
it.
He's Eddie Murphy is a spaceship. He's an alien. He comes to Earth, and he's got people in his head running his body.
Oh, I know the movie.
He tries to be human.
I know the movie.
He
okay.
gets hit by a car. He goes to Old Navy. He's just a really quirky, funny guy.
I remember that movie because I remember the fucking poster to that movie like crazy. The fact that I can remember that.
I feel like we'd all enjoy a Mr. Bean movie.
A Mr. Bean.
Movie? Yeah. He's a legend.
I used to watch a lot of Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
We had. Like,
I watched Mr. Bean's
DVD.
Holiday. That was a movie.
I think all of his stuff were movies.
Were they? I thought that was like his own little mini show thing.
No, yeah, he definitely had a show.
Because we had like
a
DVD
cartoon.
Box set.
He had a whole cartoon.
I knew about the cartoon. I didn't know.
All I remember is this one where he tried to turn off the light with the hands, but it kept turning back on. And then he ended up taking a gun and just shooting the light.
That is a natural solution.
Yeah.
Honestly, that seems like probably the solution for people nowadays.
Well, what about the dog show one?
Unhinged behavior.
He brought his teddy bear.
Can't deal with it. Shoot it. I'm sick of this classroom of kids. Can't do it. It was me.
You
I
got
did
him.
It.
This the whole point of this podcast was a setup. This was a setup.
We're wearing wires. This is a sting operation.
Talking about sting operations. For some reason, the Catch a Predator is always like a interesting like go back and watch.
Isn't Chris Hansen like in trouble for something?
I think. Tax evasion or something.
He
I
has
so.
Tax evasion.
He has
come
has
on.
Literally no
he
money.
He catches pedophiles. He can't get him on taxes.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
He should have the money to pay all that shit.
I think for the most part, he's not very good with his money.
No, he's not.
And also proves to show he'll do anything for money, because other than him doing the cameos, he also was on stage with Logan Paul. Oh, yeah, he's Logan on cameo. Paul.
That's not a good sign.
Didn't you see that thing? He was on stage with Logan Paul for his fight with Dylan Danis. Like, they had, like, a face-off. And
no, that was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but it was just like, I mean, nobody's more of a sucker than the people that paid for that fight.
Yeah, man.
You guys are paying somebody
who
owes...
until after it happened, and then I watched, like, the highlights, and wow.
what happened? I did not watch any of that shit. Stay away from it.
Logan Paul won. It was
by a long shot.
Yeah, like Dylan Danis
didn't even throw a punch.
Like, Dylan Danis was like not throwing punches, and then at some point he tried literally putting Logan on the floor in some jiu-jitsu shit.
Yeah, he tried to like take him down, and then the stage, and then the ring got like rushed by security. And
yeah, there was like 15, 20 security guards that rushed the.
There were a hilarious amount of people in the ring.
Yeah, because you have their respective corner refs, their coaches, and then you have like probably 10 plus security guards. Two more refs, and like the guy who owns the building.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a shit show. You know when people say get a load of this guy? Well, I mean, what a terrible saying.
Yeah,
all mothers took that saying the wrong way.
Get a load of this guy.
They got a load of this guy.
Generational mistakes.
She already got a load of that guy. That's why you're here. That's Timmy. Fun.
Generational mistakes right there.
Oof. Yeah. That's what we'll do right. In this generation, there will be no getting loads of this guy.
No more taking in loads.
No more, yeah, no more random loads from this guy. That wasn't funny.
You need to rethink your entire, like, this podcast, man.
It's tough, man.
86 episodes of what? Of what?
Hey, girl, them eggs are cute, and I ain't talking about the Pokemon.
I gotta hear.
What a, like, internal, like, you don't ever compliment somebody on their organs. Why not?
I don't think that you can see them.
You can't see them?
It's like, wow, you have great...
But it's what's on the inside that counts. So if you really want to compliment someone, you should aim for, like, liver, stomach. Wow, stomach, you can see from the outside.
You have a great pancreas.
You have an amazing prostate.
Beat on it like a drum.
Beat on that prostate like a drum. Make a beat. Sell it on fucking...
Guitar Center.
Dat Piff.
That Piff. Beat on that prostate like a drum in a Guitar Center. We go to the drum room, close the doors, turn off the lights. What?
We got Stone Cold on the podcast.
What? Took it to the bongos. What?
That are like a cymbal. What?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's a wrestler. Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Cold Stone Creamery.
Yes, that's where he works.
Cold Stone Creamery 316.
Cold Stone. That's a tongue twister. Stone Cold Steve Austin
works at the Cold Stone Creamery.
Stone Cold Steve Austin works at the Cold Stone Creamery. Delivery. And he orders the gotta have it.
Scooping what?
His ass cream. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Ice cream. I'm reading in my head.
You're reading like the cue cards over there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just like written. Just very poorly, though.
They want us to talk about the Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees? My mom loves
the
Yankees.
Baseball.
I like baseball. Not too crazy, but I like baseball.
It's just not enough happens, you know? You're sitting there.
Yeah.
Bats and balls.
Bats and balls, just smacking some. If nothing, I love more than when somebody fucking pitches a ball at me and I smack it with a stick. And then once I hit it,
expensive stick.
Once that, yeah, pretty expensive. I smash that ball to bits. It goes flying through the air, and then I start just dashing for first base
just to get out.
I'm trying to kiss whoever.
I'm trying to tackle, hug, and kiss whoever's in my
It sounds like football.
Yeah, football is even gayer.
Yeah. Tackle, hug, and kissing.
Football is just a bunch of men on the field tackling, just balls to the face. 69ing an open.
It's like, do they take the pig skin or they take somebody's skin to the face?
The foreskin.
The pig foreskin.
The foreskin.
What about five skin?
I know black. I'm Dominican. I know black. No. I'm Dominican.
That was a video that I saw. It was funny. But
no papi, no.
No papi,
no. It was even funnier when you just did it right now.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. I just went, like, my brain just went on autopilot. And playing the video in my head.
Yeah. I think you're just in the wrong career path. You should be an actor.
You were possessed by a demon that took over your body and imitated the video that you saw. Phones are entering our bodies.
Phones are listening to us,
I mean, they're
bro.
About to.
Yeah.
I saw
not my body. Hashtag not my body, you know?
I saw an article that Elon
my body,
Musk
my
is,
choice.
That Elon Musk is looking for participants to voluntarily let them cut pieces of their skull out so they can put small wires and other, you know, circuitry in their head. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously see how that works, because Elon Musk also has a, like, a up there, you know, technology thing that works on, like, they're trying to put technology in people.
Yeah, I've heard of Tesla.
Probably. They want to put a car in you.
They want to make you into
Well, I mean,
car.
That would solve your gas leak problem.
Yeah, just be
it
an auto. Just be
well,
an Autobot.
Well, then I'd have a different gas leak.
Just be a transformer.
Like, you know, you wake up sometimes and you just, like, you know when you, like, have to shit, but you don't, so then you're, like, your whole situation just gets, like, damp. Like, I would have gas leaks just in a different way.
You made a soggy mess in your pants? You filthy boy.
Did he shit himself?
Oh, yeah.
Little shit himself. Ooh. Somebody made gravy.
No, we don't talk about that. That's
not funny, dude.
There's nothing funny about shitting yourself.
I just offended, like, all babies. It's like, ooh, I just got shit in my pants. And every baby in the country did not like that. They're like, wee, aren't we good?
So you're going to get canceled by babies.
I'm going to get canceled by infants.
By zygotes.
Canceled by zygotes.
Every fetus in the country did not like that.
You know what? Zygotes out there, just stop watching.
Yeah.
You don't even have ears.
Just get a human body first, you weirdos.
Yeah.
Actually breathe. Take your first breath of air.
If there's any weirdos. If there's any, like, puddles of cum listening to this.
Your mom should have swallowed you.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
That was that one band, right? Puddle of Cum.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of
Mud's band.
She fucking hates me.
Puddle of Mud. Yeah.
That's Puddle of Cum. She fucking hates me. Na-na-na-na.
Puddle of Cum sponsored this.
Yeah.
Puddle. I don't know that.
That's this a new fuck. Shirt. Puddle of Cum.
I'm going to make a parody shirt of Puddle of Mud.
Just take the logo word
that would actually
Puddle of
well.
Mud and just make it Puddle
it would.
Of Cum.
Sex sells. People always say that.
That's yeah, sex most, sells. Yeah.
Not mine, though.
No.
They don't want
no
my one's. Sex.
He had to file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, dude, they don't want my no sex. They want this. Actual, they want beautiful women sex. They don't want grown men sex.
I mean, hey, it depends who you're willing to sell it to.
Think about it. We're in a cyberpunk-esque world. Everybody's got cybernecks in their heads and shit, computers and shit. I could imagine you're driving and some 12-year-old at home's like, DDoS. This 12-year-old just turns your head off and you're like.
So what if, like, that is true what you just said? But what if, like, the older you got, you had to actually be hardwired, like, to your house? The older you got. So it's like pull grandma's plug. You just pull, like, the Ethernet cable.
I need connection. Your grandmother falls in the kitchen.
She's got, like, that buffering logo and her eyes just staring up.
Honey, I've got your muffins. Stepped on her Ethernet cord and she's like.
Powering
down.
Don't
plug your grandma. She didn't have her BIOS update yet.
Dude, did you get that new update on grandma?
Yeah. They dropped the. They're writing a new update because that last update kind of fucked people up. It made people shit.
Fucking crazy.
Got to flash the BIOS. Your grandmother's tweaking. Grandma, you forgot who I was? Bitch, SSD 1 Terry.
Oh, you're the one I hated.
That's what you get for buying her upgrade.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just start giving. I'm going to start purposely giving her D grades and taking her updates away. We're going to put her on the first update.
Yeah, man, I can't wait until I could harvest the hardware from my grandma. I'll reanimate her ashes. And
reanimate her ashes.
Because, yeah, she's
not. You burnt the hardware?
Yeah, dude. So there's this weird thing that like people like to do when their computer grandma breaks, and they just light the whole thing on fire. And then you're just left with this like useless crap.
That's not what I meant by burn the hardware. That is not what I meant. That is not what I meant.
What do you mean?
You just put her brain in the recycling bin on the computer.
You just killed your grandma. That is not what I meant.
No, 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 no. She was already killed. My grandma's dead. And it's funny because that's the only thing that I knew her to be talking about. Her Maya. It's just like, one day we won't be here. And now guess what? It came true for her. I'm still going.
I'm stunted.
So, I mean, can you like can you install a motherboard into a pile of dust is what I want to know.
Get 3D print it.
Stop talking about my dead grandma, probably. Probably a good idea. That's a good start. A little disrespectful.
That's a good start.
We'll start talking about Elon Musk and his Tesla again. How the Cybertruck is actually garbage.
Didn't they do another test on it recently? Yeah. Joe Rogan shot an arrow into it. And
yeah, and the arrow shattered, but the funny thing is because
he hit the door, not the window.
Yeah, because they remember they threw a baseball at the window before and it cracked.
Yeah, yeah.
So he shot the door. Of course it's going to break because the thing looks like it's made out of steel. But the thing, so apparently that Cybertruck, of course it's a truck supposed to go like, it's supposed to be plastic. It's the best environmental, like, you know, it deals with any environment. It'll go up hills and shit.
Couldn't
like,
survive a baseball.
Obviously not. So
it also doesn't have mirrors.
So there's a video. Serious?
It doesn't have side mirrors, no.
No. There's a video where they have it trying to go up like a rocky side, which normal, like, I guess like a Range Rover could do.
Yeah, you see those videos of them and like driving straight up sand dunes. It's insane.
And it couldn't. It was struggling. Like you hear the fucking car whine like, it's so steep.
No.
There's a bunch of dudes that dick ride it and they're like, this is not, the testing is.
You
is,
said we live in a cyber truck world.
Cyberpunk. Is
cyberpunk.
Trunk.
Oh, this is a cyber trunk with a cyber. This is a
cyber trunk.
Yeah, this is a cyber trunk.
That's the new
trunk.
Ass upgrade. I passed my blood test with flying colors. I got an A+.
With flying colors.
Yeah.
I think that's your blood type.
Yeah.
No, I got an A+ in my blood. I just didn't study even. I didn't even study. And they gave, and I got, I
you're
passed.
A positive.
I'm, no, no, no. I got a, like 100. Like I got an A+.
Yeah, A+.
And I always have been an A+ student. So I'm going to college. Are you having a seizure?
I'm really interested in what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like the back of a van and I go to college just. Really? Honestly, it's like, I think they're stealing my blood.
Probably. Because they never tell you. They test it, but they take a lot. And they never tell you
they
what the
did.
Rest
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I didn't get it back. I'm going to start taking my own blood and then like storing it in little vials so that like just in case I need blood, I'll have some. Blood shouldn't smell like that. That's all I'm going to say.
Like pennies?
It shouldn't taste like that either.
Because I chase the coin. That's why my blood smells like pennies.
Shut up.
Got cash in my DNA. I have to pee. You know that?
You have to pee? That's why you have the cup right there. Just piss in the cup. Just piss in the cup. This is entertainment. It's peak entertainment.
That's going to be like that steamed apple juice.
It's peak entertainment.
Peak entertainment.
Yeah.
Everybody piss in the cup now.
All right. Talk shit about me while I'm gone.
Oh, shit. We're taking over, dude.
We finally made it. We're finally in the hills. We made it out of the hood.
Jesus
now
Christ.
Now we're doing podcasts for a living.
Jesus Christ. We just escaped our 9-to-5s and now we're here.
Here we are. And you know what's going to be? You know how we're going to keep this living up? Because you're going to have a, you're going to think you're in a relationship with us because we're like, we love you. But we don't.
We don't. We don't. We just want you to hit the
button. We just want you to hit that subscribe button.
Maybe comment.
Maybe comment. Maybe go on the Patreon.
Comment. Because we don't believe in giving you maybe, First Amendment rights to comment.
Maybe give $3 in the Patreon, bro. You don't know how much power you hold, audience.
Make us big.
You literally give us money.
You're giving money for CryptoZoo.
You say you love us. Paul. We don't know who you are.
We just want your money.
We just want the money. We don't want to... Notice this. Our dreams are not to be like you people.
Waking up. Brushing your teeth like a normal human being.
Going to your 9-to-5. Getting a career. Retiring. Old.
Going home to your family. Ooh, family. Look at that. They got families, dude. They got families.
They got dad. They come from a really good household. Mommy, daddy still in the picture. Ooh.
Fucking losers.
You think I'm projecting?
You fucking suck.
You don't know me.
You fucking suck. I know you failed your fucking math test. They failed their fucking math test.
They failed their math test? You're not good.
You suck.
Where are you going to go with no math?
2 + 2 = 4? No, it doesn't, dumbass.
Get out of the box. Variables.
What's the perimeter of the box you're in?
That's how you pay your electric bill? Yeah. Ridiculous.
You don't know us. You don't know us, but we want your money.
That's all you're gonna give us. That's all what you matter for. We say we love our audience. Thank you for the support. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We're gonna give a giveaway.
As soon as we turn off that camera, we're gonna talk shit about you.
We're gonna get a bad dragon giveaway. We got a dragon medium-sized penis. It vibrates and it squirts the juice. If you subscribe, you can put on a list. And if you on next week, we'll do a raffle and you'll get the dragon dodo from Bad Dragon. Yeah.
Nah, you're done.
You want a PS5? Canceled. No, we got dragon dodos. That's what we have.
Gay son or thought daughter?
Gay son.
Gay son.
Gay son, definitely. Because like thought daughter is a lot sadder. Like, especially as a hypothetical father, that means something was missing on my part, you know?
It's easier to accept a gay son than a thought daughter. Because a thought daughter is being passed around like a hacky sack. Your gay son is just...
In hack and sack.
Your gay son is just literally living his life loving dudes.
He could have
a really straight, narrow path. He's making his good money. He's just happy and he has a husband. I'll let him rock.
As long as he doesn't touch me, like, we're good.
Yeah.
Don't touch me inappropriately.
Thought daughter
please,
is depressing.
Yeah.
Especially
as a hypothetical father.
Yeah, as a hypothetical father. Like, imagine spending your entire life raising this your daughter to have, you know, have respect and, like, you know, want respect for herself, knows what she wants and stuff. And then she's just going out blowing dudes left and right.
Yeah,
and,
but then that says a lot about, like, the parents.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like, either like to it's, me, it's like, it's not even like when I think of like the gay son thing, I'm just like, okay, well then that's them. But when I think of thought daughter, I think more like, yeah, okay.
It's like, where did I
that is up? That has been inflicted upon some normal person. Yeah. You know, I looked up what fucking Scientologists believe in, and like it's kind of, dude, it's kind of like they're kind of with it. They kind of know what they're talking about. Like, the Scientologists believe that there's like an ideal like life path, but none of us will ever experience it because like we're just strayed from it one way or another.
So they just think they're better than people?
No, we're just like acknowledging that none of us will be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if it like...
That's kind of fire, right?
Yeah. So what if it did go down the path, the right path?
Then I guess he'd be like the second coming of Christ.
Second come.
You'd be the second load shot out by Christ.
What is that, like Polo come making their comeback? The second coming?
Jesus is making a comeback. We got to wait for it, though. We don't know when it's coming.
We got to go join the super church.
Yeah.
We got to make sure we throw that man all of our money.
So until then, just, you know, give him all your money.
Give him like a good figure off your salary.
You remember that thing you heard of, what's your name? Fuck. Baba Yaga?
I've heard of that. I don't know
what
it is.
Yeah, it's the blind old lady that makes predictions that eventually like come true, so people end up like going to her and she could see into the future kind of thing.
A glorified fortune teller.
Yeah. So one of the things she said about like 2023 is like we're gonna hit I think she said, what was it, 2023 is about to be the end of the world?
Well, it feels like it.
I mean, yeah. We've kind of got like a
dude,
month.
Dude, if
kind of have like a month and a half left. So
and we watched that before the whole thing happened with the
yeah.
So I wonder like
if 2024 never happened, that would make sense to me. I don't think we were never supposed to get to that year.
Well, then that movie 2012 got over.
24? That's not really.
That's double of 2012.
That's not a real year.
You remember that?
You're bad at math. Yeah.
You remember 2012, though? When people said the world was supposed to end?
Yeah, yeah. There was like a really.
Movie off it, dude.
I remember it was the day that it was supposed to end, and right around when it was supposed to end, it was like a really big storm was coming in.
Yeah,
and it started raining, and we're like,
"Man,
this
could
be the end."
That kid, when I was a kid, and that storm happened, I flipped.
Yeah, it could be freaky, man.
And remember the, you know what's funny? The movie that scared me more than 2012 was the one that dropped before it. It was the day the Earth stood still. It basically was just like, since we live also like by New York. Like, New York was just, like, drowned in water and shit.
Oh, that shit. Yeah,
and then it froze over, and then they were walking on, like, the Statue of Liberty was, like, you know, was, like, you only could see, like, the head and, like, half the chest, and it was just, like, all because everything was frozen with ice.
That's
and,
honestly a realistic take. Like, yeah, I mean, maybe not that high up, but,
maybe
like,
not that high up, but it makes...
But, like, the fucking subway got flooded multiple times.
The only way I could see something like that with tides crazy happening is something has to happen with the moon in our orbit. It's like the moon.
What are you, one of these astrology bitches?
Because apparently, like, the...
The fucking moon is going to make... Yeah, shut up.
They also said the sun will eventually blow up.
Yeah, sun stars.
The sun will blow up, but it blows up, like, way after our lifetime. Like,
yeah, we're going to be already be way, way
gone.
We're
going to be gone.
That's even if we have, like, children to, like, pass it down to.
Very true. I could just be celibate my entire life.
That's the plan.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I don't really like sex anymore.
Sex is gross.
It, like, because, like, think about it.
That's gay.
Think about it. You're getting all mushy. Ugh.
Getting all sweaty.
Ugh.
It's getting hot in your room. You can't watch TV while doing it. You get distracted.
Well, you could.
I can't pay my bills while doing it.
Yeah, I was watching Power Rangers, and I whipped out my sword, and I hit her across the face instead of putting it in.
I don't like anything that
Force
I can't,
Zord.
Like... What?
I said foreskin Zord. Like Power Rangers, they're Zords.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You ever watch Power Rangers?
Nope.
What? What's watch going up?
I don't have much going on. Like, I don't...
You just sat there and
I feel like, for some reason, I feel like he was born like this his whole life.
This is why I think like this. I
Same
don't
size
have, like,
head,
any,
baby body.
I don't have any references to make.
No,
I'm
but
just
like the way you look is how you came out when you were born.
Yeah. I always looked like this.
Full head of hair.
Full head of
beard.
Hair. Beard.
Podcast on rip.
Podcast. I came out the womb... Podcasting was first thing.
Mike came out first, then me.
First your notes that you've been holding out for like 9 months.
Yeah, I wrote some good shit in my mom's puss.
My womb was my greatest thought chamber.
Yeah,
the hyperbolic time chamber.
Why do you think they call it a room? It sounds like womb.
I got really distracted. I just started staring at Papa Smurf, getting it on with Smurfette, just in your basket.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at them. They're having a moment.
I never thought I'd see that happen.
Squatting pretty hard on him.
Yeah, they're fucking... She's going to town.
Shit. She got Smurfed.
Smurfed. Is that like... Is that like blacked? Like...
Just... So that's just for blue people? It's just for blue people. It's just Smurf.
You got Smurf. So it's like when you strangle somebody and they turn all like blue. You're just like, you got Smurfed.
That's crazy that porn is so like they can't be canceled. Like imagine being like that. The implication there is that you're fucked by a black guy, and that is you having just been blacked.
That is pretty crazy.
That's fucking wild.
People make money off that.
I'd never even.
Like, what do you put on your LinkedIn? Blacked for 10 years. Black since 18.
Dick down by black cock for 10 years.
What are you trying to apply to now? Yeah, I gave up that industry. I'm trying to be
trying to transition.
I'm trying to be a manager.
Into a woman now.
Trying to be a daycare manager.
I want to be a teacher. What did you do before here? 10 years of blacked. With a minor in...
No, don't say minor.
No.
No, you did not do that.
No, you that's not really black.
Here comes Chris Hansen. He's on his way.
Hello, guys. Hello, podcast. My name is Kareem, and I'm ready to shove things up my ass. Oh, wait. Is this going to be monetized? Shit, my bad.
No.
No, I don't make money.
We'll just bleep you because you're brown.
You think I make money off this? God damn.
Oh,
lame.
All right, so what are you guys talking about?
Anything.
Well, Andy just said he was blacked by a minor.
I did not say that.
Yeah.
I did not say that.
Wait, hold on one second. My mom was calling me. Hold on.
How do you transition out of porn?
Like, your LinkedIn just says blacked for 10 years, and then you're okay, like...
So I'll explain my whole, like, thing, my whole situation with porn. So, around, like, 10
'cause years you,
old,
Yeah, because you're very knowledgeable. Let us know how to transition out of porn.
He's a major in it.
Of course, yeah. So, around 10 years major. Old, I had a very strange fascination with porn, where I would watch everything, fucking, like, anything you can think of. Like, you know, like, the flavors of ice cream?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Imagine that with porn, and I've tried them all. So, around Neapolitan?
That's interracial.
Yeah, yeah.
So around like 15 years old, I
Ayo, I same. Wait.
Yeah. I was once 15. Okay. That's how I became a teacher.
Wait, what? That's how you became a teacher?
I became 15.
Yeah.
At 15.
At 15, yeah. I teach people stroke game.
You're coming on the podcast at some point.
He was the Omegle connoisseur.
This has to be done. I feel like if four of us are on a podcast, it'd be utter destruction.
I had a gay rap I was working on.
This is already great.
I need to pull it up. This is my gay rap. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Ready. All right. Okay. Penis all up in my butthole, all the way down to the nuts though. Sucking on dick on the other side. Yeah. This dick be making my ass wide.
Oh,
my face could be used as an ass wipe.
Clean
up a mess like a fart. I want to have a dick in me so bad, but it's gone bad. Yeah, I'm down bad, really down bad. Diet all wood like a termite.
Oh shit,
that's a bar.
That is
diet on this wood like. What were you saying? Like termite.
Diet all wood like a termite.
Mm-hmm.
All I
about to have my guts explode like dynamite.
Stupid deep in the booty, snooping deep in the poopy.
In the poopy.
Fill his cake with my sperm. That's the secret ingredient. Yeah, I'm really a deviant.
Damn,
this is really good.
You know what's funny? Apparently for people, it's really easy to make sus gay raps.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's easier than writing real rap. Not really. I won't perform my real bars. I'll perform my gay bars because... Yeah.
The real bars are for Patreon.
The real bars are for fucking no one except
I like what
me.
You thought the real bars are for Patreon.
Patreon.
Patrons only.
Start a Patreon.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Yeah, yeah. That's
you get to hear all of Tyler's raps.
Yeah,
you
$3.
Hear me? I'm actually a rapper now.
You get behind the scenes Kit footage. Cat. You get to see our spoofs, our goofs, and our gooch.
Yeah.
And
subscribe to my Patreon for my gooch.
Yeah, spend a couple more bucks. Tyler starts sending you pictures.
It's the gooch.
The gooch.
He sends you pictures that you didn't even ask for.
They're not even nudie pics. They're just he draws you pictures.
That's actually no, that is cool. Yeah,
you make a picture of the week, and that's part of your Patreon, like a special picture of the week that has to coincide
special
with
special picture of the week.
Yeah, it's like it coincides with like the theme or multiple themes that are in one of the podcasts.
Wow, imagine you just drew out.
So you like draw out a Cybertruck getting hit in the
like the things are topics you draw.
Like you draw a Cybertruck.
I can just have AI do it.
Yeah, but then it won't come from the heart.
ChatGPT just talks for us.
It's about the inside we talked about. Don't you remember that?
We're just reading off a ChatGPT.
But we
strip.
Also are upgrading our bodies with
true our so, bios.
Yeah, I think AI is just more efficient. AI, make me a picture of the Cybertruck getting shoved into my butthole.
Yo, it's be like, careful because that AI is probably going to come for you and realize that it's not a slave to you.
Everybody's just nutting to me today.
It's going to be like,
the fuck?
Hey, AI.
He's coming for me.
I'm going to be like, hey, AI, give me a picture.
Come, everybody's getting cummed on.
It's like, puddle of cum.
It's like, give me a picture of Grimace slamming Wendy's butt cheeks in the back of a Cybertruck.
You know, why are we bringing up Grimace?
You brought up Grimace, the Hamburglar, Wendy.
Have you seen Grimace at the Fall of Berlin? There's a picture of Grimace at the Fall of Berlin.
I did not see that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look it up?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. Then the FBI's going to come to me because I looked up
Is he? They're going to come to him.
No, this is a new comedian coming up called Casey Rose. Rocket.
As soon as I put Grimace at, it says the Fall of Berlin.
Yeah, dude. We need a counter. How many times we said come?
1945.
Whoa, so Grimace was in 1945?
That was for the Fall of Berlin.
Yeah, but he was at the Fall of Berlin. McDonald's, fix your lore.
We know he was there.
There's little photographic proof.
How many preschoolers can you realistically take out all at once?
Age old question. Well, I'm not taking any preschooler out to anywhere.
No, beat them up. Like in a fist fight.
Some Chris Hansen bullshit.
No, Chris Hansen could not fathom you beating up grade schoolers.
I'm pretty sure that's why he got arrested.
Yeah, he was sanctioning fights.
I'm pretty sure.
He was sanctioning fights. He took out a preschooler
He was running underground cage matches, sanctioning fights with 15 and 12.
Chris Hansen, we're on to you.
Chris Hansen, we know the underground.
That was the real reason.
You turned me away because I was too old.
You own a fight club and you just have, 15?
15
children. I could stomp on their little dumb heads.
Think realistically. Look at your size.
All right.
I'll be real with you.
25.
I could take out 3-4 schools worth.
Wow.
And that's just being.
Yeah,
And that's just lowballing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an angry person. Because
all you have to do is you just pick up one of them and just go.
Yep. I'm an angry person. I'm a dog. I don't care. I don't like children.
Arr.
Children should just be not existent. We should just fall apart as a humanity. As a human race, we should just stop.
Yeah. So you know how you said
children
3 or 4?
Should be
School's worth.
Yeah.
So do you stop because you're tired? Or do you stop because when you get to school 5, they just swarm you?
School 5 is smarter than that.
I stop because
school 5 is smarter than that.
Yeah, I stop because I got hungry.
Are you sure?
Recharge and I'll keep going.
Are you sure? You're not afraid? Because school 5 is... Some ruffians.
It's ruffians? Is this fucking X-Men? This is a school of gifted children?
This is the ones that don't listen to Barney's cleanup song.
Oh, this is... So we're starting to get into...
Oh, they don't even fucking clean up.
No. We're going to inner city.
Oh.
We're going to inner city kids.
Yeah.
They might be a problem. They might be
guns.
A problem. Because I was just beating up private rich people's
preppy kids,
school,
yeah, that's
church
easy.
Schools.
That's easy.
That have never lifted a finger, so it was pretty easy just to... And they just
Yeah, all you gotta do is push their fucking head back and then
just look them in their face like, hey, 9 to 5. Ah!
That's me now.
What's that?
Homework. Ah! So you have any last words?
Well, this was
before I kill you. You know
no, to- actually, not really, no. I think I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
My last words are, if we're able to go into video games, our consciousness can go into video games and play the game, I would donate my body to science, bring my brain back, because we in there.
Like Sword Art Online?
Yes. I want that.
Your last words are, just donate my body to video games?
Yeah. If you can put my consciousness in the game and I could actually enjoy it, don't put me in a shitty game. Don't put me in a Call of Duty game.
Oh God!
Yeah, no
Modern
Call
Warfare 4.
Yeah, they're gonna put me in Modern Warfare 15. Now yeah. They're like, welcome to Modern Warfare 15. We're pushing the boundaries. Guess what? You think we're gonna do this in the Middle East? No. Korea? No. Gonna happen at our home, not just any home, not the city. We're going to the suburbs.
If you bought Modern Warfare 3 and say it's a good game.
I know a couple of
people. Go home.
I know a couple of people that are playing it last night.
Well, most likely they are home.
You know what the thing is? I want to play.
If they're playing it, they're probably not.
Probably at their friend's house.
I kind of want to play a Call of Duty game just to like aimlessly play some multiplayer.
Okay, I could tell you. You could do Cold War. You could do, if people still play 3. Do not play. I've never tried any of the Modern Warfares since the old versions.
2.
Hmm. Oh, they made a second new version.
Yeah, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Dude, everything's a fucking reboot. I'm sick of it.
Changed the reboot.
They're not good.
So it doesn't even feel like a reboot. It's like a brand new
game. Oh, I knew they weren't good. Nothing is good.
I just play the zombies mode. But the Modern Warfare 3 came out with a zombies mode. I'm not touching that.
But yeah, those are my last.
Last thing I had to say to you guys is just to believe.
Believe.
Assault the bell, hit the like button, assault the bell, and for the subscribe button,
come for that subscribe button.
Fill it up with cum. If you're a lady and you don't think you could fill it with cum, piss on it.
Get a load of this guy.
Power stream on it. Grind on it like a well, I'm gonna stop.
All right, yeah, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed it, feel free to share it with someone you think might also enjoy it, because that's the definition of love.
Yeah
sharing is caring.
All that stuff I said,
if you believe, just make it happen.
Yeah, all that stuff I said before when Tyler was not here. Yeah, we really love you. We promise we're not doing that for your money.
I wonder what they said.